in Matthew 8 and 13. It says this, "And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour." God, I thank you that faith is rising in your people. I thank you, God, that you are stirring a heart to believe for those things that seem impossible. I thank you, God, that faith is increasing even now as we are praying and believing for supernatural healing. And I pray in the name of Jesus for those who are listening right now, for them to have the kind of faith, Lord, that we can release to them this word that you've released to this centurion who was praying on behalf of his servant. I thank you, God, that there are mothers praying on behalf of their children. There are parents that are praying on behalf of their parents. There are people right now that are listening who are praying on behalf of a loved one, a friend, a neighbor. And as their faith is increasing, God, that what they are asking for, it is being done, and it is being done the self-same hour. We declare even now, God, the testimonies are being created even now. God, that faith is increasing, and we are declaring and decreeing healing. Father, let the doctors be amazed. Let parents with small children, God, be mesmerized at the power of the blood of Jesus. I pray right now, God, for those who have mothers and fathers who are afflicted, maybe in the nursing home. I pray, God, for the power of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, to be released to them, Father, that this self-same hour, healing is taking place and rejoicing is being released because people are receiving what you paid for 2,000 years ago, that faith is giving way to healing. A breakthrough is being released right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, Matthew 8 and 16 says, "And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick." God, I thank you, God, that there is an anointing right now for everyone listening to be healed. Lord, you healed them all. You drove out the demonic attacks of the enemy on those who came being tormented by spirits that are not of you. And God, I thank you, God, that even now as we are praying, people are being delivered. That even now people are being set free. Healing is being released. Deliverance is being released. There's no devil that's greater than our God. There's no sickness that can defeat our God. There is no challenge, no stronghold. There is no bondage that the blood cannot handle. And in the name of Jesus, we just declare healing over every person that is listening, over every person that we're believing God for. We declare the word of the Lord over you. And that word is healing. Healing be released in Jesus' name. God, your word says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 15, "But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all." God, I thank you, God, that as a follower of Jesus, Lord, that one of the things that you grant us as a follower of you is that you heal us. I thank you, God, that you heal those who chase after you. You heal those who draw close to you. You heal those who are wanting to be intimate with you, who seek your face, who say yes to the call to come close to your heart. I thank you, God, that those who are listening, those who are experiencing this moment in prayer, God, that as they draw close to you, hallelujah, as they follow after your heart, as they chase after you, as they diligently seek you, your word said that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And God, one of those rewards that you grant your people is that you heal them. So God, I thank you, God, that those who are followers of you are being healed even now, healed in their emotions, healed in their affections, healed in their heart, God. Those whose hearts have been wounded and been shattered, I thank you that healing is being released to them now in the name of Jesus. Release healing in Jesus' name.